Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance. Need the
Bill Van Morrison bringing us back. That would be 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there, including the body of work that Gary Moore has deposited with us over the years, writing and speaking, as he's joined us on the show now for more than 10 years. Actually, about 12 years now, Gary's been a member of our Brain Trust. And Gary is the founder of the Financial Seminary. He's the author of Faithful Finances 101. His world is all about ethical investing, and I encourage you to check out his website, Gary. Financialseminary.com.
Org.
Dot org. Financialseminary.org. Okay, so check that out, Gary. I was talking about when we went to the break. We were talking about real things, and two things that I think are also real is mechanical digital greed on Wall Street,
right?
Incompetence in Washington,
right?
And collusion between the two.
Yes.
And you know, you were talking about commodities in the last segment, how commodity prices have run up. Well, the government's contributed to that. There's no reason for corn to be at the level that it is right now, and it wouldn't be if the government weren't subsidizing the growing of corn for ethanol.
Correct.
Now, that's collusion between the two, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's always been. You know, one of the things that's misunderstood about Karl Marx, I was a political science grad, is everybody associates his name with statism. Do you know Karl Marx actually opposed the state because he said the state would always collude with big government and it would undermine the country? That's one thing he got sort of right.
The state would collude with big government or big business?
Big business.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Right,
did I say government? I meant big business to maintain the status quo. Now, I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen the movie Inside Job?
No.
Well, Jim, it's everything you've been railing about for years, but you need to get it from Blockbuster. It's going to make you very angry because it talks about all of the people who left Goldman Sachs and Harvard. Academia is very involved in this. Larry Summers and the guys. Mm-hmm. And it basically shows the ties between what was done in Washington and what was done, you know, we call it nicknamed Goldman Sachs, Government Sachs these days, because it's a revolving door from one to the other. And long story short, it's between academia, the Chicago School of Economics, Harvard, and so on, Washington and Wall Street. And it pretty much all works to the favor of Wall Street.
And Gary, there's never been a more stark evidence of what you just said than in the last 3 years. It's as blatant as I have ever seen it. It's almost so blatant they don't even try to cover it up anymore. And so Wall Street has gotten bailed out. The unions have gotten bailed out. The major corporations have gotten bailed out. Main Street is getting the hindmost. And Gary, when you realize that these big companies are now doing 60% of their business overseas, 40% in the United States, are an inversion of where they were, say, 10 years ago, the only way America is going to grow is for Main Street, for small businesses to be able to grow their business, to have some confidence. And not only has nothing been done to help small businesses, the opposite of that. They've frightened small businesses. They've done things to hurt small businesses.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote an article for the Christian Science Monitor on how we have a moral philosophy in this country, in essence, statism, where the poor have a voice in the Democratic Party as far as maintaining entitlements and so on, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
The rich have this voice on Ayn Rand, who I rail about all the time.
Right.
And she basically thought that corporate CEOs would save the world. And what's disappeared is any voice for the middle class, Jim, which is what you're trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud that. But it's somewhat moral at roots, and people don't understand that the division that's going going on in the country today. And I don't know, there's a school of thought from Edmund Burke on that says, in essence, that the Congress only reflects the people and we get what we deserve. And maybe that's true. Maybe we even...
That's a scary thought, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but even the mainline Christians I know, when they say they want to help the poor, what they're really talking about is advocacy work in Washington. They're not talking about the churches, you know, founded hospitals and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to help the poor directly. You know, as my mentor John Templeton used to say, Jesus didn't say, sell what you have, give it to the government, and let them help the poor. You know, there was a direct responsibility.
Right.
And I think, Jim, what's happening is, and you and I have discussed this before, Peter Drucker in the mid-90s wrote a prophetic book, and I know it's prophetic because no one has read it, called Post-Capitalist Society,
yeah.
In which he said that this managerial capitalism, I call it, is at an end. And, you know, he was, you know, as Peter tended to be, as all prophets are, he's 10, 15 years early.
Management capitalism, meaning for their own account rather than, and for their own interest rather than for the interest of their stakeholders and investors.
Yeah, one of the things Ayn Rand taught, and Alan Greenspan was her student, so just that's a good face to put on it if
right.
you want, is take care of yourself. You take care of yourself, let your neighbor take care of himself. And so what we've got is a bunch of corporate elites and governmental elites in Washington. The politicians are doing what it takes to get reelected. The people on Wall Street are doing what it takes to stay in jobs. And, you know, we call for free market and all that kind of stuff, but we run to the government to bail us out when things don't go well.
That's the moral hazard. Gary, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Gary if he thinks that capitalism's day has come and gone. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.